Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy, a low of 27. Sales of existing homes in southeast Wisconsin and their median prices continue a positive ride from last year for the first month of 2016. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Kirko.
A sales jump of 10.2% for the region included a 10% price jump to an average of $154,000. Sales in Kenosha County skyrocketed 37%. Racine County showing a 9% increase. It was 6.4% in Milwaukee. A 22% boost in median prices for Milwaukee County led the entire group. $122,000 the new median. Kenosha County showing an almost 8% increase in prices. Racine County with a 3.6% increase. I'm Tom Kirko, AM 1400 WRJN News.
Two Kenosha men are facing charges accused of setting fire that destroyed a barn and damaged a home in the town of Paris last week. Damian Struble and Travis DeLabia, both 21 years old, appeared in Kenosha intake court this afternoon to face multiple counts of burglary and arson, along with criminal damage to property. A passerby noticed the fire in the barn early Thursday morning, and several area fire departments were called to the scene. A fire was also found in the basement of a nearby home. The barn was a total loss, and there was significant damage to the basement of the home. Both structures had been vacant for some time. Based on an item left at the scene, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department quickly identified two suspects who were arrested Friday evening. Both men are scheduled to return to court March 1st for preliminary hearings. For the second time in the last few weeks, motor vehicles went through thinning ice on a lake. The first time was over a dozen cars or trucks at Lake Geneva for a winter event, and Sunday a pair of ATVs sank in Racine County's Eagle Lake. There were two separate incidents, and the machines sank at different points on the lake. The operators of both made it safely to shore and now have to make the costly arrangements to get them out. The Marriott Hotel and Conference Center at Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant officially ceased to exist after the last few decades because of a recent acquisition by a development company from the south, and the new name has yet to be installed, according to Village Development Director Logan Martin, explaining things to members of the Plan Commission. The interim name will be Racine Architect Hotel and Conference Center, with Martin saying the new Delta name, part of the Marriott brand, is coming, along with some new outside displays.
The signage on the building for the Marriott was removed. We had them remove the 45-foot tall pylon sign. So as you're aware, as certain uses phase out, we try to get these tall pylon signs taken down. Property owner did agree to do that. So they'll be coming back when they rebrand to Delta to do some new ground signage along the corner and along Highway 20 to kind of spruce things up along with their building renovations.
North Carolina-based CHD Investments is investing at least $7 million in the property to refresh the rooms, common areas, banquet hall, and restaurant over 12 to 18 months. The Racine Taxpayers Association is sponsoring a pair of candidate forums for the Racine Unified School Board next month, but will break up the eight district races into two events. There are nine numbered districts with current board members facing each other in three of the races, while three others have an incumbent against a newcomer. The other two are political newcomers. There's just a single candidate in District 1. The other races all have two. March 22nd is the first forum in the Michigan Room at Gateway Technical College involving RUSD candidates in Districts 3, 6, 7, and 8. The second forum will be March 29th at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall for Districts 2, 4, 5, and 9. Each will start at 7 p.m. and are scheduled to run for 90 minutes. Now is the time of year when weather conditions are leaning more towards spring and contributing to the creation of those nasty potholes.
So when the temperatures are right around freezing, you get rain and you get melting snow, that'll seep into the cracks that are there, freeze again overnight, and then break up the pavement. So we're out there trying to repair them right now. It's a hard time of the year to do it as well. We can't really do permanent fixes, so it's all temporary.
Mike Sproul with the state DOT's Bureau of Highway Maintenance said motorists need to be on the alert for both the potholes and the road crews trying to fix them. The jackpots have jumped for the Powerball and Mega Millions game, as well as Wisconsin's very own Mega Bucks. Tomorrow night's Mega Millions drawing will be for an estimated $114 million. The top prize for Wednesday night's Powerball drawing will be an estimated $236 million. Also Wednesday night, the Mega Bucks drawing is for $2.1 million. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.